And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
You've heard about Mavericks, the surfing area here in the coastside, and maybe you didn't know that that was named after a dog named Maverick. That's our topic. I'm Cindy Menzel for the Feature Story of the Week, and I am talking with Judy Matienzo, whose husband Alex owned Maverick, and actually it sounds like Maverick was a bit of a surfing dog. So this is the history of Mavericks and the famous surfing beach hero out in El Granada. So, Judy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Cindy. it's a pleasure to be here.
Tell me all about Maverick the dog.
Right. I personally never knew Mavericks.
Okay.
The dog. But Alex and his nephew Stephen and David, the three of them, knew the dog. Essentially, when Alex would surf that particular spot, what they would do is drive out. He and his friends would drive out. You cannot anymore. You have to walk out now.
Right.
And they would make sure that the dog was tied up, that the dog had water, food, all the essentials to take care of itself. And then the guys would paddle out to the break and
come
surf in and go surfing and come in. But the dog would get undone, surf out, swim out to where the guys were, jump on one of the boards, and would then surf in, and it was like rinse and repeat.
Rinse and repeat.
They would secure the dog, go out, try to do their thing and have some fun, and the dog would follow them out and come in again, and they'd all come in again.
And I mean, those waves are huge.
Yes, they are there is a buoy that is set up, I don't know where it is, but when it gets the right swell and it comes into Mavericks, that buoy alerts everybody, and that's how they knew that the wave is going to be coming up.
Okay.
Up to Maverick.
Dog would swim out, and those waves would be huge. So where do you reckon the dog, and by the way, so Alex and his buddies are how old when this is happening? What do you reckon?
Oh, gosh, they were probably in their late 20s, maybe, early 30s, all through their 30s.
Okay, so in their 20s and 30s, and Alex was your husband.
Yes.
And what year was he born? So what years would this be? Like in their 20s and 30s, what years would this baby be surfing?
Alex was born in 1925.
Okay, so for sure, is the 40s and the 50s.
Exactly. The 40s exactly, and 50s. Right. Now, Jeff Clark did surf it when he was a young man, and a young boy, and became familiar with the break. Jeff did not name it, but he became familiar with it and is the legend of Maverick.
So how do you suppose, and I'm going to go back to the dog swimming out there in a minute, but how do you suppose it was named Maverick? How did the dog's name get to be the owner of the surf?
Alex knew all the preeminent surfers of the time, and it just really was word of mouth, Cindy.
Really?
Yes. It just stuck, the name of the dog, and it just was one of those things that's by word of mouth and carried on, really just held on to this day.
Yeah, and if it started in the 50s and 60s and such,
right.
40s, even back in the 40s. So going back to the dog, Maverick, swimming out there, and what kind of breed did you say he was?
He was a white German Shepherd mix.
Okay, and we have, actually, there's a sweatshirt I see, but we'll see if we can put a picture of it on the website here for KHMB. But so he would swim out, those big, huge waves would just, I would think it would kill that poor dog.
The dog, Alex, was a an animal lover, so they took very good care of that dog. Very good care. The dog was very, just very adept at swimming and was truly a water dog.
And it, and that dog did belong to Alex?
Yes, at that time.
And how long did,
Maverick was with Alex for, 10 or 20 years. And, in Maverick's older age, and Alex was, a young man at that time and moving. He lived in several places in, Pacifica, and he lived with his sister in, Daly City, Tommy Zerotti and her two sons, David and Steven Zerotti. Alex couldn't have control of the dog the way he, or the ownership the way he wanted it.
When he started traveling and moving?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what he did is, one of his friends who lived up in the lower high Sierras, in the mid high Sierras, mm-hmm. Had a big open ranch, wanted to, take care of and provide for Maverick for the rest of his life.
Oh, so Maverick got to retire and live out on a farm in his retirement age.
Yes. I know.
Oh, that's just lovely. Lovely. Lovely.
Right.
And so, Alex, you married Alex. When did you marry Alex? And when he told you about this? Or how did you meet Alex?
Well, I was very sick, and Alex happened to be my nurse.
Oh, really?
I know. And we met that way. We really didn't start dating, of course, until I got out of the hospital and
right.
everything was fine. But we dated and
when did you get married?
1969.
1969. And then so Alex would tell you all these stories about Maverick.
Did exactly.
He ever, and did he take you surfing? Did you go surfing?
Did you try surfing?
I know I'm a Southern California girl, but. Up to my ankles, girl, in the ocean. Alex made me a surfboard that I have.
Oh, lovely. So he built surfboards as well.
Yes, yes. Alex was a real Renaissance man and an artist as well as many other wonderful things. But Alex made me a surfboard, and we went down to Santa Cruz, and he decided that I was going to learn how to. So I had a wetsuit. I got a wetsuit. He taught me how to surf in 3-inch high water, and that was enough and high enough.
That's very fun. So are there any other stories of surfing from the 40s, 50s, when it was really still pretty wild to surf out that you remember? Anything that stands out?
Let me tell you a story.
Okay.
That made the... San Francisco Chronicle, and I'm not sure of the year, but when Alex was a very young man, maybe 10, 11, or 12, possibly 13, he and his buddies went out to Ocean Beach, and they found a big, flat board that had come in as debris from the ocean. And so they decided that they would take that board out and surf at Ocean Beach.
So it was like just a plywood board or a big off of a door board or just
I'm not sure, but it was shaped like a surfboard.
It was shaped
like a surfboard.
Okay.
And they got out there, got in trouble, and the police came. And it made at that time it made the San Francisco Chronicle.
Because they were out trying to surf on three of them on one board.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just very fun. That's very fun. Well, Judy, thank you so much for sharing your memories of Maverick the dog, as well as Alex, who was one of the first surfers out at the what we call now Maverick in the 1940s.
Yeah. Alex, I believe so. I tried to pin it down when it actually caught on.
Uh-huh.
So it was probably the late 50s, very early 60s.
Okay.
His nephews, David and Stephen,
Matienzo.
Actually, there's Zerotti.
Okay.
That was his sister's. That was his sister's Tommy's sons.
Okay.
And Alex, took them surfing every chance that they wanted to go. He was, excellent with them that way.
That's lovely. Well, we have a bit of the story with Judy Matienzo. Thank you very much.
You're very
story
welcome.
About Mavericks the Surf Dog and Mavericks the Surfing Beach. I'm Cindy Menzel for the feature story of the week.
Cindy Menzel and all about Maverick the Surfing Dog.